Station 1. Bogs are habitats formed by long-lasting periods of excess water in the landscape, not enough to create a lake, but large enough in volume to leave the soil permanently waterlogged. The role of microorganisms in the degradation and conservation of biomass is what ultimately leads to the layer-by-layer growth of characteristic black peat soil. Therefore, bogs create the transition between land and water habitats. Bogs have a very special characteristic. Due to their high level of water saturation, they are largely anaerobic. Therefore, organic substances are not readily decomposed, but rather accumulate continuously. This is because most of the microorganisms found in a bog setting require oxygen for their decomposing activities, and therefore, the degradation of dead plant and animal matter is limited. In some cases, it may have the chance to decay into humus, or it may be transformed into inorganic substances such as carbon dioxide, water, or minerals. This accumulation of undecomposed organic matter is what forms the peat that is characteristic of bogs. A body of peat grows very slowly, at a rate of about 1 millimeter per year. Therefore, it would take around 1,000 years for a bog to develop a peat layer of 1 meter deep. As peat accumulates, a bog is developed, typically in the form of a fen. Fens are fed mainly by mineral-rich ground and surface water. As the layer of peat grows upward over time, it loses contact with the groundwater, and consequently also the nutrients found therein, and must rely on nutrient-poor rainwater for saturation. Such bogs are referred to as raised bogs. In regions of high altitude far from groundwater sources, this process of raised bog formation can also occur without the intermediate stage of a fen, by way of water accumulation in depressions and hollows. Examples of this can be found in the Krausnicker Bergen of the Unterspreewald, located between the towns of Krausnick, Kürten, and Großwasserberg. To classify fens based on their genesis, scientists differentiate between hydrogenetic bog types, for example, spring, siltation, or flood bogs. Fens differ in their water regimes. In other words, through their local hydrological conditions, such as the type and frequency of water supply. The formation of the fens in the Oberspreewald begins with the thawing of the northern inland glacier of the last ice age, the Weichselian Ice Age. At its maximum, 20,000 years ago, this glacier covered an area that reached all the way to the northern edge of the Oberspreewald. The meltwater of the receding inland glacier, which was freed after it had reached its maximum extent, created a wide valley, the so-called Barut Glacial Valley, as it drained to the northwest. The Spree, coming from the south, washed large masses of sand into this valley when it broke through the terminal moraine, creating a sandy terrace plain with a gradient of only 10 to 20 centimeters per kilometer. Because of such a low slope to the land, the Spree traveled very slowly and divided into numerous branches, which in turn divided again and formed a common floodplain. During the post-glacial period, which started about 10,000 years ago, the rising groundwater levels and damming effect of the slow-moving and frequent Spree floods caused large areas of the Spreewald floodplain to become boggy. Organic matter was transformed into peat by this periodic flooding and gradually accumulated over the sandy subsoil. It took thousands of years for the bogs in the Spreewald to develop a shallow peat cover of 0.3 to 1 meters deep. Reeds, alders, and sedges were all typical peat-building plants. The shallower peat thicknesses at specific locations are due to the dry periods between flooding phases, which resulted in peat degradation and stagnant peat accumulation. The so-called Klockschicht is typical of the fen soils in the Spreewald and occurs at many locations. This is a dark-colored soil layer consisting of clay and humus found under the peat layer, which acts as a water barrier. This layer ensures that flood water cannot drain away and stays on the surface for a long time. Under the Klockschicht lie water-permeable valley sands. If the Klockschicht is destroyed, the water will sink through the sand due to its large pore size. On the way to Station 2 after crossing the Südumfluta at the Buschmühle, you entered the southern diked area and are now in the nature preserve. Pay attention to the stone barriers at the Krummen Dam River on the right side. You can shorten your route along the nature trail at the Buschmühle.